Welcome to Right on Track, a songwriting podcast. Thanks to Tone for tuning in. I'm Demi Michelle Schwartz, and I'm thrilled you're joining me on my songwriting journey. So kick back and relax, don't fall flat, and remember, stay right on track. Hey everyone, welcome back to Right on Track. Joining me today is Chelsea Ray. Hey Chelsea.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. This is super fun because my sister's name's Chelsea, so it's interesting.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So Demi and Chelsea
here. It's becoming a popular name.
I know. It is.
It really is.
Cool. Well, I'm delighted you're joining me today because we are going to be sharing our experience at the International Singer-Songwriters Association Awards, which were held in Atlanta, Georgia. But before we dive into all of this, can you share with the listeners a little about yourself and your journey in music so far?
Yeah. So I am originally from Peoria, Illinois. I moved to Nashville when I was 20 to pursue my music career. I have been battling health issues since I was 12, and that's honestly what got me into music because that was my outlet. And soon as my mom would get me into guitar lessons, and I started picking up that and then writing my own songs and kind of just releasing everything I felt that I was going through at that time, it built me up so much that it just helped me fight through everything. And I knew that's what I wanted to do. So my mom moved me to Nashville at age 20, and she knew that would save my life. And I just started connecting with everybody here. And it's just been an amazing experience from 2012 to now. Everything in music, what I've gotten to do, make records and produce singles and all that stuff. So it's been a whirlwind for sure.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you opening up about that too. I feel like a lot of songwriters get started with the craft because we're experiencing something we need to get through. And
yeah,
in many ways, I'm super grateful for that because there's so many other things that people can turn to that aren't healthy. But I think songwriting is one of the most, if not the most healthy ways to deal with things. So I'm super thankful for the craft.
Oh, me too. Because I mean, I don't, like I said in my speech at the ISSA Awards, I don't know if I would still be here if I didn't have music, because it has given me that fight in me to fight for it. You know,
yeah.
I'm fighting for music. I'm fighting for my life. And music is the one thing that keeps me going, but also my 15-month-old daughter now, too.
Aw, awesome. Yeah. That's adorable. Well, I'm so happy you're here today, and we are going to be chatting all about the awards. So to kick off that chat, can you read a quote, which is amazing?
Yes, absolutely. As artists, we do the work that we do. Receiving an award or not receiving an award in no way diminishes one's talent or value. Felicia Rashad. This quote is everything because, you know, we work so hard, but even not receiving an award and just being nominated is a huge accomplishment because you're being recognized for your work. But receiving an award is like a whole nother level. But I don't think it's all about that. I think it's about creating the work we do and seeing it inspire so many others and putting their story to that song.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love this quote as well because you're exactly right. We don't create music to win awards. That's something special that some of us are lucky to experience. Because I feel like if people are specifically creating music with a certain intent of commercial appeal or shooting for award recognition, that takes away from the authenticity, which I think is a lot more special to write something so authentic and so true to you and then see that win an award. That just shows that what you created that was so authentic to you was worthy enough to be recognized in that way. But also, I think it's really, really important what this quote is saying, that the songwriters and artists out there who have not received an award yet, that does not diminish your talent at all. There are so many people trying to do this. Music is extremely subjective. And when you have a panel choosing, there are so many factors that go into that. So if you aren't nominated yet, or if you have been nominated but haven't won yet, that doesn't take away from your talent.
Absolutely not. It just gives you more recognition for your for your music and your creation, your songwriting, and, you know, all the above.
Right, absolutely. So we have both attended a few award shows, but today we're going to focus on the ISSAs in Atlanta that we both attended. So I think it's really awesome because I don't know about you, but when I started doing music, I had no idea there were award shows for independent artists. I thought that I would never get the chance to be on a red carpet or win an award or anything like that because I thought that was only for the mainstream, but there are quite a few award shows that literally, if you look at them, they are structured just like any major award show. So it's really awesome when I realized this, that even though we're in the independent space, we do get experiences like the mainstream artists do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As you said, I had no idea that there were that type of awards for independent artists as well. But I think it's really cool how they did create that for us independent artists, because even as an independent artist, there's so much more you can do because you're not tied to this brand. You can branch out and be more creative than ever.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love the freedom of being independent. And
yes,
I think also as well, like when we're getting recognized for work that we literally did by ourselves with our special teams of people we've created, it's like extra special to me because we don't have major label backing. We don't have all this wild promotion. We're literally the leaders and the heads of all of our brands, and we're putting ourselves out there and we're putting in all this extra work to be heard and seen from an independent standpoint, and that alone being recognized in that way at an award show is truly special.
It's very special. I feel like it is way more rewarding as well because we're doing all this work.
Right.
We are writing the songs. We don't have songs written for us. We're recording them. We're marketing them all by ourselves and just putting in the work every day.
Right, absolutely. So for anyone not aware of how the ISSAs work, there is a nomination period where you can submit for nomination if you meet the certain requirements to be considered. And then essentially what happens is there is a voting period for a month where we have to get our fans and supporters to vote for us in order for us to make the finals. So what was that month like for you when you were trying to get the votes? Because it was stressful for me.
Oh my gosh. That month, yeah, it was stressful, but also I'm really nice and I'm like, oh gosh, I hope I'm not posting too much. I'm not getting on their nerves. But you know, I would just reword it every day and I'm like, hey, don't forget to vote today. And then it's like, oh, it's a new day. Did you guys vote yet? Thank you so much for everything that you do. And you know, it just means everything to me, all the support that I don't really call them fans, but I call them believers because they believe in my music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just the team I have behind me and all the supporters, it just means everything that they take a little time out of their day to vote.
Right.
And they did that for 30 days straight.
Uh-huh.
And it just means everything to get into the finals. It is a lot of work. You have to, like, I try to post new pictures. I try to come up with like new quotes and then put the voting at the end, you know, just to be creative with it and not make it so, oh, hey, I need you to vote today. Can you vote? Can you vote? Can you vote? So I just try to come up with different ways of how to do it. And then you're managing 3 to 4 pages, or I mean 3 to 4 accounts. So you have Twitter, you have Instagram, you have Facebook, whatever other accounts you have, you know, you're just trying to get everyone's vote.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very challenging trying to manage all those accounts and posting it every day, but it was also rewarding and fun, and I would do it again.
Yeah, exactly. I love too how you were trying to find creative ways of asking people to vote, and I did as well because I think there are so many artists out there. Like, I think there were 777 this year that were qualified for nomination, and each category got only 30 in the US at least. So there were a lot of people. And so we saw, I mean, I saw a bunch of fellow artists posting for people to vote for them. So it's just trying to find ways to stand out and get those votes. And also too, I really like how you brought up how you don't really like the word fan, because I don't like the word fan either. It's just, it feels to me, I call my supporters butterflies. That's what they're called. I don't like the word fan. But no, I think it's really important how we both put in that dedication and put ourselves out there to get those votes, because I think the thing too is we get that feeling of, oh, I don't want to bother people, I don't want to keep asking. But the truth is, like, the people who support us are more than happy to. And that's what this really showed for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love how you're not calling it fans but butterflies, because that relates to you. That is like your brand, and I love that. So it's just really cool to have a different name than fans, because they are so much more than that.
Absolutely. So, how did you feel when you found out that you were a finalist?
I was excited. I didn't expect it, because there are thousands and thousands of people that submit, and you never know. They could have more supporters than us, and you just never know where you're going to end up. So you're grateful for every accomplishment you get and every milestone. And it's the little things, which I want to write a song about that. It's the little things in life. The smallest things can be the biggest things.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the thing as well. Like, when we get nominated for awards or become finalists for awards, I think that shows so much. Winning is amazing, but there are only a handful of people that will get that honor of actually winning. So honestly, like, every time I get a nomination or become a finalist for something, my mindset isn't that I'm focused on winning specifically. Yes, I would love that, but my focus is on, I'm so honored to even be recognized and included here, because that in itself is huge.
Absolutely. A little story, when I was younger and doing music, I'd make videos, and you know how you have the mean kids from school? Well, they would call and make fun of my music and voice and stuff. And that kind of, I mean, that really knocked my confidence down. And then I was just scared. And I'm like, what if I'm not good enough? So to be recognized for my music and my craft, that shows me that I am good enough. And they were just jealous.
Oh yeah, I was definitely bullied as well in middle school and high school. I was the unpopular one. I had friends, but I wasn't super popular. I didn't have too many friends. I was the weird one who liked music and stuff. And look at me now, guys. Even if it's jealousy or just they are judging you because, oh, music isn't cool, blah blah. Like, it's really sad, because I think you and I definitely pushed through that and didn't let that really stop us from chasing our dreams. But there are people out there who aren't strong enough for whatever reason to get through that. There are people out there who let that get to them, and people genuinely ruined dreams for people. And I think that's so sad. We need to stop, like, people in school, like teenagers, like, need to really stop tearing each other down for being different and having dreams, because everybody has their place in the world.
Absolutely. Everyone is unique. Everyone is different. They all have their own thing that they do, but it doesn't mean we should bully them. We should support them. We need to build each other up instead of down.
Absolutely, 100%. And I think that's something really special in ISSA, is the amount of support from artists who weren't nominated to at the award show, the amount of support from artists who didn't win and supporting the ones who did win. It's an amazing community, and I think that's what's really special about the ISSA. And just any time in life when you're trying to do something or be part of something new, making sure to surround yourself with people who are supportive and don't tear you down is so important.
It's very important, and I totally agree 100%. And I think it was really cool seeing, people in our category who didn't win, they were just really supportive of
Right.
everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's really neat to
Fantastic. So, one of my favorite parts of
that.
getting ready for an award show is picking my dress. So,
Oh, yes.
what was your experience picking your awards look?
My experience was Pinteresting a lot. I'm like, because you see all these other celebrities and their dresses and they go way out. I just wanted something that would represent my brand. And I am a pink girl. I love pink. Pink is my favorite color, so you're gonna see me in pink. So it was really cool, just finding what represented me. And you want it comfy, of course. You don't want to be uncomfortable while you're sitting there. And then you want something that flatters you. So I just kind of look in both of those aspects, and you know when it's your dress. And that's how it was for me. I was like, oh, that's my dress. Because I had two options. I was gonna either wear this white outfit that had sequins on it, but it was short. It was really cute, but I'm like, no, this isn't it. And then I had the pink dress, and I was like, yeah, that's it.
I love it. I love it. And I love how you went for what represented you and your brand. Like, pink's your color. I'm going with pink. And you do know. It's so cool when you know, like, that's the dress. And I had the same experience back to the butterflies. My dress was black with different color butterflies on it. And honestly, like, if I was looking, like specifically looking for a dress like that, I would not have found it. My mom and I went to the shop and we were looking at dresses, and I probably tried on like 13, like around there. And the last dress, my mom was like, "Oh my God, there's a dress over here with butterflies on it." And the girl who was like helping us out was like, "Yeah, but what's with the butterflies?" And so I explained it to her, and she's like, "You gotta put that dress on." And I put it on, and everybody in the place was like, "That's it." And it's so crazy, like, when you know. And like, honestly, like, that was a perfect dress for me. If I went to the store looking for a butterfly dress like that, I would not have found it. So it was definitely meant to be. But like you, I went with something that fit my brand. As I mentioned before, butterflies are like a huge part of my brand. So it was really special to
Oh
find
yeah.
that.
And that dress was
Thank
gorgeous.
you.
It suited you so well. And like you said, that is your brand. That is who you represent as well behind your craft and stuff. And you got your butterflies. So it's like having all your supporters right there on that
Yeah.
dress.
Oh, I love that. I never thought of it that way, but that's perfect.
I didn't either, but then I'm like, oh, that
Oh.
is a good way to put it.
Yeah, absolutely. So then it was time for the awards. So we both traveled to Atlanta, and the pre-party was super fun. Did you go to the pre-party?
I did not
You
make it in
didn't.
time.
Okay.
No, I wish I did. But I saw pictures and I saw videos and it looked so much fun. I was really sad that I missed out, but we didn't get in until 7 or 8 at night.
Well, I didn't go to the after party because I flew home, so I missed that.
Oh, okay.
But the
Yeah, we
pre-party
didn't
was
go that.
fun.
I bet it was. I wish I did go to that.
I mean, honestly, like, I even second guessed going because I'm super introverted and that's like not my thing, but it was really fun to go and meet people and just kind of feel the anticipation and the excitement before awards day, which was on Saturday, August 5th. And I will never get over red carpet events. They're so fun. I love
They're
them.
so fun. I had so much fun at the red carpet.
Did you do an interview?
I did, yes.
Awesome. Yeah, how was that? I did mine with Sunny this time, but it was really fun.
I did mine with Amy Jo, and that was really cool. But I did it actually with two people. I did two interviews, and the last one was probably my favorite.
Oh, that's
Because
awesome.
we talk about, where's your dress from? And I love those questions.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I'm gonna be honest, I got my dress on Temu. I love it.
Awesome. Oh my gosh. I love it.
Yeah, I
That's
was like, this
amazing.
is such good quality.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think like the whole event was super fun. Like, I definitely felt the excitement. I loved the the energy, and huge shout out to Tom Martinelli, the photographer, for doing an amazing job. It was just an amazing way to get started. And also, I think they did an amazing job with the organization of it. Like, I didn't really feel like super stressed out. I felt super organized and it moved pretty quickly. The awards show started on time. So the whole thing was a really great experience.
It was so well put together. I mean, everything about it was an incredible experience. Seeing Tammany and meeting so many new people from across the world and just seeing how nice they are.
That's absolutely
so refreshing.
It is. It is, because there are people, especially in the independent community, and I'm sure like the mainstream too, we see stuff online all the time, but there are some people who just aren't in it for the right reasons. And I think it's really amazing when you're able to find the people who are so kind and supportive and are doing it for the right reason.
Absolutely. And it's really refreshing to see as well. You know, they all put their heart into this and it's genuine.
It is. It absolutely is. So then it was time for the awards show, which was amazing. So many deserving wins, amazing performances, and heartfelt acceptance speeches. So this is where I want to chat about when we won our awards. So I'm going to let you go first. So tell everybody what award you won and what that felt like for you.
So I won Female Emerging Artist of the Year. And to win that was a feeling that I've never experienced before, because, you know, of course you hope and pray for to win, but with everyone else in your category, there are so many amazing, talented artists. And it's like, not to degrade yourself, but it's like, oh, I really don't think I have a chance, because there are just so many talented artists here. Everyone is also deserving of that award. But when they called my name, I was like, what? Like, as everyone says, you don't expect it, because you don't. You don't go in saying, oh, I'm going to get that award. It is something that just surprises you. And you can hope and pray for it as much as you want, but you don't know. It's a surprise. So it was just really cool winning that. My heart was pounding the entire time before they read that, and it is emotional too. It's just really cool to see how far I've come in music and being recognized for all this work, and makes me think to the haters that, you know, kind of degraded me, that thank you. You have pushed me even harder and made me an even better artist here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, congratulations again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I had a similar experience. Again, like, you don't expect this kind of thing. You can hope for it, but you definitely don't expect it. And I was, like, so mind blown. I feel like somebody flicked a switch inside me that just promptly made me start crying. Like, I was bawling my eyes out, like, instantly. It was just, like, again, like, I think, like, in the moment, it didn't really quite hit me until, like, I was actually holding the crystal. It was just like, it was like an out-of-body experience. I don't know, but it was crazy. It was magical. Just hearing my song played and hearing everybody clapping and cheering for me, it was crazy. And also too, like, I didn't even plan an acceptance speech because I didn't expect to win. Like, I completely winged it. It was completely, you know, improvised on the spot, and it was really special. And honestly, like, huge thank you to the ISSA also for the beautiful awards.
Absolutely.
They're so pretty. They're crystals, and our names and our awards, they're engraved
gorgeous.
Into it. It's amazing. So really special.
I was so excited when you won. I was like, yes. I was so happy for you.
Oh, you too.
You're so deserving of that award. Your music and your talent is just amazing.
Oh, thank you. You too. And
it is incredible.
Oh, well, we were in a lucky
congratulations
section. You're right behind
you.
Me.
Yeah. I know. That was awesome. Like, it was planned, but it was unplanned.
Yeah, absolutely. My album, It Is What It Is, won for Bronze Album of the Year, which was nuts. And
And that has to feel incredible.
oh
Like,
my
that is your album. Like, that is
God.
your blood, sweat, and tears right there.
I know. And the other thing too is like it's a multi-genre album, and the thing is, back to like what you were saying with people kind of tearing you down, I can't tell you how many people have told me that I was doing wrong by being multi-genre and I should stick to one and all this criticism that was super hurtful. So to see that project in particular win was super validating and rewarding.
Exactly. And look where you are now.
Awesome.
They made you a better artist and also an artist that did not give up on what she wanted to do and be multi-genre.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was definitely a magical experience for both of us, for sure.
Oh, there's plenty of more to come.
Absolutely. So I'm going to actually share the moments when Chelsea and I won our awards. So please enjoy these clips from the ISSA Awards.
The Female Emerging Artist Silver Award goes out to Miss Chelsea Ray. Where are you? Where you at? I hear them.
I did not expect this. I prayed for it, but thank you to everyone here and everyone in this category who's nominated. So many incredible, talented artists. I want to thank my family, my mom. I hope to make my 14-month-old daughter proud. And I just want to thank God for giving me this incredible gift that has saved my life through many health issues where I wouldn't be here today if I wouldn't fight for music. So, thank you guys, everybody.
Female Album of the Year Bronze goes to Demi Michelle. It is what it is.
Did you really think I'd hang around all the rocky roads? I can live without. Broke my trust, confirmed my doubts, so I'm not coming back for another round. It is what it is, get over me somehow. 'Cause I'm halfway out of this town. I'm not turning around. I'm so much better now.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness, I was not expecting this at all. This project is so special to me. When I was writing It Is What It Is, I completely threw genre rules out the window and I wrote what I felt. And as a songwriter, I believe authenticity is so important. And so when I was creating these songs and recording in the studio, I followed my heart with my amazing musicians. So huge thank you to my amazing producer, Bob McCutcheon, my musicians, Luke Wood, Sophia Elliott, and Jason Dunkel. And thank you so much to Tammany for organizing ISSA and this incredible award show and the amazing community. I'm so blessed to be a part of this. Thank you so much to my family for all your support, and my mom and dad, and my uncle Mark, who are here today. Thank you so much. And thank you to everybody for being in this room and being part of this incredible moment. I'm so blessed and thankful. So thank you so much. Love you all. So there you guys have it. That was my acceptance speech and Chelsea's as well. And we are both so thankful for this whole experience. It was amazing. And I think, just like looking back, what is your biggest takeaway you have from this whole experience?
My biggest takeaway from this experience would be probably it's making me more humbled as an artist. It makes me want to work even harder and come up with even more creative music. And I just hope to keep making everyone proud.
I love that. For me, I think it's just reminding myself that I am enough and my story matters, because
absolutely
winning that, especially for the album that was super vulnerable and authentic to me, I never thought that I was good enough or my story was good enough to be recognized. And so just this whole experience has reminded me that being different is okay. Being unique is okay. Being vulnerable and sharing your experience, that's okay. And it's being received well. And so this just gives me fresh motivation to continue doing that.
Absolutely. And then, like, as you say, everything is okay what you do. And even not being okay in that moment, if you're writing music or whatever you're going through, it's okay to not be okay as well.
Absolutely.
And you know, more people just draw to you with that. They're like, oh, I remember going through that. You know, it's amazing to see we're helping so many others. And that is what my goal is. I don't do music for the spotlight. I do music because it has helped me. And I see other people relate to it and they're like, wow, I feel this in my gut.
Right. I think what we do as songwriters is really important, because essentially we're being so vulnerable and open about our own stories with the hopes of touching others. And it takes a very special person to do that. So I'm super thankful that we're both here doing this.
Absolutely. Me too. And just want to create more.
Absolutely. Well, Chelsea, it was awesome having you on this show for such a lovely chat about the awards.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Of course, it was lovely having you. Can you share with everybody where they can find you online and check out your amazing music?
Yes, you can find me on Spotify, Chelsea Ray. You can find me on Instagram, Chelsea Ray Official. And there's a link tree that has all my social media accounts, all my music. And ChelseaRayMusic.com is my website.
Fabulous. Well, thank you again for joining me. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Chelsea Ray. And of course, until next time, stay right on track.